So let's see where we're holding. We are holding, the Gemara says, Hayadeyashu, Shabbos, bottom line, Sabbath, Testament, base, going on to Ayin Amud Aleph. Maishna Reishu, Maishna Seifa. Why in one of the cases of the Mishnah are you Chayev every time you do an Avera? In the case where you forgot the Malachas, but you remember that it was Shabbos. So a guy drives the combine harvester. And besides for the actual motor, he's also doing Chayrish and Zoreya and Koitzer and Ma'amer and Dosh and Zoreya and Boirer, all in the same drive. He's Chayev for each and every one of those. And that was in the Seifa. And in the Reisha, he does it, and he's only Chayev once. Amar Rav Safra, so Rav Safra tries an answer. Can me diyas Shabbos upayrish? Can me diyas Malachos upayrish? It depends on why you're stopping the act. If you stop the act because the guy told you it's Shabbos, so then you remember that it was Shabbos. If you stop the act because the guy told you it's Boirer or Chayrish, so then you stop the act because of that. So I'm a leader of Nachman, but one second. Why would you stop if I tell you that it's Shabbos, if not for the fact that it's Boirer? And why would you stop if I tell you that it's Boirer, if not for the fact that it's Shabbos? Klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum malachas, and klum parish mi malachas el mishum Shabbos. El amr of Nachman, korban de chayv rachmana amai. This is how we explain the Mishnah, that the korban comes for the mistake. A shgaga. Hasam chad a shgaga. Hacha tuv a shgaga havyan. Over there, it was one mistake. Over here, it was many mistakes. And therefore, says the Gemara, you pay for your mistake. If the mistake is that you remembered, that you forgot it was Shabbos, you know all the halachas, so then you only made one mistake. If the mistake is that you forgot Chayrish Zerah Kutzim Amardash Zerah Bayer, so then you forgot those. All right, Chayav HaKom Malacha HaMalacha, you're Chayav for each and every Malacha. Questions to Gemara, Chilik Malacha is Minol. And how do you know that? You see, if any other Avera, if a person violates Nida, or if a person violates a different malacha, besides for maybe Avera Zara, if a person violates the malacha, you chayv once. I don't care if you're wearing a red shirt and a blue shirt when you're doing it, you chayv once. But over here, it's the Issur D'oraisa of Shabbos, which is one, and yet it's split up into 39 different categories. It's possible to be chayv 39 different chatois. How? Why? Where do you see that? Amar Shmuel, Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, Mechaleha Mois Yumas. Mechaleha, those who violate it, those who transgress it, should be, those who defeat. Those who defile it should be put to death. A Torah ribsa misos harbe. The Torah added many most yumas. The double lashon over there says that there's many deaths al chilul echad for this violating it. Says the Gemara, "Hi b'mezid," but that's going on b'mezid. And the Gemara says, "You're right, but in the b'mezid, you don't need it for mezid." Whoever does a malacha is going to die. Tinehu in the shaygig. So we say it's for a shaygig, telling you that you can be chayev more than once. Umay yumas. What does it mean? Yumas mean yumas b'mamon. Yumas means a person should die by having to pay money. In other words, he doesn't really mean put to death, but it means by paying for a chatas. What was that? No. V'teipaklei says the Gemara, chiluk malachas mehechadena. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's response. Sorry, this is Shmuel's response. Frank the Gemara, why don't you learn? Don't we have Tanoim about this already? Tanoim already asked this question. So first of all, why don't you learn from the first Tanah, from Rabbi Nassim? V'teipaklei mehechadena afkalei, chiluk malachas mehechadena afkalei l'Rabbi Nassim. The Tanya Rabbi Nassim, omer lo yisvaru eish b'chol moshveseichem. Do not light up a fire in all of your places, in all of your v'yayim ha-Shabbos, in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. What is the reason for this? For us teaching us this, what's the reason for this pasuk? Since the pasuk says "Vayakel Moshe is kolad aspen Yisrael eila hadvarim," since it says in the pasuk "eila hadvarim," and we learn sheshishtavim tasa malacha dvarim hadvarim eila hadvarim. We're learning the word is the whenever the Gemara does this, it means that there's only one. It says dvarim hadvarim, meaning it could have said dvarim. Why did it have to say the hey hadvarim? And then eila hadvarim, the word eila is also extra. It could have said "Vayakel Moshe is kolad aspen Yisrael." The whole word is extra. So says the Gemara, "Elu shloishim v'teisha malachas shenemer l'Moshe misinai." Ele is a gematria of 36, plus dvarim is 2, and hadvarim is 3. So the word dvarim is extra, which is plural, so it means 2. Ha is extra. Could have just said dvarim, even if it wanted to say it. Ele dvarim. So hadvarim is another extra. It's 3. And then the word Eila is 36. So we're up to 39 malachas. That's how you know that there's 39 malachas. Yachal asoin kulam behelam echad. I would think that if you do all of them at once, you're still nevertheless going to be only chayev once. And chayev ala achas tamad lever. Becharishu v'katzer tishbois. The Gemara therefore delineates, the pasuk therefore delineates two, plowing and reaping, to teach you that no, they are separate. Says the Gemara, "V'adainani oimer al charisha v'al katsira chayiv shtayim." I would only know that on charisha and katsira chayiv twice, but about kulan ene chayiv alachas. But the rest of them, you're only going to be chayiv once. Talmud lemi lo sevaru eish. Says the Rabbi Nosson, therefore we have an extra pasuk of lo sevaru eish that tells us do not light a fire to teach us that the malacha of fire is chayiv by itself. And now that I know the malacha of fire is chayiv by itself, I know everything else is chayiv by itself also. V'lama yatzasa, why did it...
So the of Svaro Ish teaches that?
Yes.
Then why the Harish of Akatsi?
Excellent question. So once Svaro Ish teaches us that, so the Harish of Akatsi we now have free for another thing. It's either machlekes and mesechus Rosh Hashanah to teach you exactly what Bechar Shavu Katzar is coming for now that it's not needed for this. So Bechar Shavu Katzar is actually not teaching you that. The question is though, so what changed? Why did the Gemara throw out Bechar Shavu Katzar and say, oh, Bechar Shavu Katzar is different? So the Bacharish of a Katzer would have been different because the Pasuk should have just said Bacharish or just said Bakatzer. Why did it put Bacharish of a Katzer together? So the Gemara says it must be to teach you that if you do those two and you got to do two of them, you're going to be Chayav one. So the Gemara didn't have fully a limud from Bacharish of a Katzer that you are Chayav on all 39 separate. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. Bechar Shavu Katzar is coming for something else. It's taka coming for Shavuos. It's not coming for Shabbos. And, or it's coming for Tosefta Shabbos, I think. It's coming for something else. So Rashi brings it down. Linyan Tosefta Shavuos. Yeah, oh yeah. It's coming for Linyan Tosefta Shavuos. Or to tell you that you're allowed to do Kitzira of a mitzvah on Shabbos. For example, if you need it for the Omer or something like that. So it's coming for something else. Because if it was coming for this, why is it say Bacharish v'Katzer together? It should have just said Bacharish or just said Katzer. So the Gemara says, Elamai, you know what? Leisavaru Eish is coming for that. Leisavaru Eish is coming to teach us that every malacha is chayv in and of itself. And Bacharish v'Katzer is coming for something else. But al kopanim, Rav Nosson learns that Leisavaru Eish is the place where we learn that you're chayv for each and every malacha individually. Says the Gemara, So Mahavara Shehi Avalacha, just like Havara, lighting a fire, is Avalacha, and you're Chayav on it, Bifnei Atzman. Afkoshu Avalacha, Chayav on it, Bifnei Atzman. It's a Mamatzinu. There's no difference between Leisavaru Eish and Haitza. Shmuel, says the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Yaisi. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaisi. The Amar Havara L'Lav Yatzas. That Havara goes for the Lav. And Havara is a Chiddush. Shmuel, the Gemara answers, you know why Shmuel disagrees with the Rav Nosson and doesn't learn from Rav Nosson's source? Because Shmuel holds, that Loi Sevaru is not coming for that. Loi Sevaru is coming to teach you that if a person does light a fire on Shabbos, he's not Chayev Karis. It's the one Avera on Shabbos. There's 39 Malachas. There's one and maybe two that you're not Chayev Karis on or Misa. It's just a Lav. So Lo Sevaru Eish is coming to tell you it's different than the other 39 malachas. So Shmuel Savar the Rabbi Yosi Damar Havar Lelav Yatzes. The Tanya Havar Lelav Yatzes. The Rabbi says we have a brisa which states that Havara is not coming to tell you that the malachas are different, but rather it's coming to teach you that it's Chayav Lav. Rabbi Nosson Damar Lechalik Yatzes. It's coming to divide all of the malachas that you don't need to do all 39. Okay, says the Gemara. But we already asked earlier, we already asked Rabbi Yaisi, you disagree with Rav Nosson, so where do you learn the fact that you could be chayav for each and every individual malacha, besides for Havara? So says the Gemara, and he has an answer. So Shmuel, instead of coming up with your own answer, why don't you learn from the same place that Rabbi Yaisi learns it from? V'tepikle l'chalik malachas meheichat d'nafkele l'Rabbi Yaisi. V'tani Rabbi Yaisi amr v'asa me'achas mehena. It says in the pasuk v'achas me'achas mehena. And we learn from there, Pa'am Shechayav and Achas al Kulon. Sometimes you're Chayav one carbon on all the Averis. Upam Shechayav and Al Kol Achas Vachas. And sometimes you're Chayav on every single one. And the Gemara is going to learn how we learn it out. Va'am Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina comes to explain, where do you see in the pasuk of Va'asam Achas Mehena Because the pasuk reads as follows: Da'ab Rabbani Yisrael Leimar Nefesh Kisechata Bishgaga. When you have a person who sins by accident, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Yaseh Sinner, from all the Mitzvah Hashem which he should not have done. Va'asa Me'achas Mehena. Those words at the end are extra, and he does one of them. I mean, we already said that's what we're talking about. So the words Va'asa Me'achas Mehena are extra. So what's it coming for? Because the answer is each one of those words are extra, and not only are they extra, but the mem in front of it is also extra. So you darshan it as follows. Achas, it has to be darshaned, and mei achas has to be darshaned. Heina has to be darshaned, and mei heina has to be darshaned. So now let's go. Achas, and also, it's also, they also have to be darshaned read together. So achas shehi heina, one which is many, and heina shehi achas, many which is one. So now the Gemara is going to go and darshan all six of these things from these three extra words. Achas, if a person does one of these averes, that's shimon. So if a person wanted to write Shimon, and he actually writes Shimon. So that word doesn't sound too extra, because we know that's with Yerchayvan. Me'achas means, so the ikra extra word is, me'achas, is to teach you, shame me Shimon. If a person goes ahead and writes the word shame, because he was intending on writing Shimon, but he only managed to get half his intention down. Nevertheless, he's still chayv. Because shame, lemaisa, is a word. And you wrote two letters. So you did the minimal amount of malacha. You were intending on doing that, albeit you were intending on doing something totally, you were intending on writing a different message. But nevertheless, you managed to do the malacha. So that's, even that you're still chayv. So what is heina teaching you? Heina is avos. Mei heina is teaching you tolus. Now we darshin achashihi heina. One carbon on many malachas, that's Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. That's where you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot it was malachas. So I'm sorry. So that's, it's really one crime, but it has many, many chatois to it. Or heina shehi achas, many, which is one, that's shigigas Shabbos v'zodin malachas. So, says Rabbi Yossi, that's where I learned that you could be chayev one time, or you could be chayev many times on the Isser of Shabbos. And the Gemara responds, Shmuel achas shehi heina, heina shehi achas le'mashmalei. He says, nah, I don't like that, Joshua. It's not, you can't, the words are me'achas me'heina, you want to darshan it for the first four things you could, but the last two, he's not masking to. So that's why he had to come up with his own mahalach, with his own drasha, which he did at the top of Ayin HaMabez, that from Chalaleha Mois Yumas. He has a third source where we know that you could violate Shabbos in many ways. Boi minei rava mirav nachman, helam zev zev biyadei mahu. What happens if you forget that today is Shabbos? And you forget that Chayrish is Aser. So you did Chayrish Zorei HaKoytzer Ma'amadosh. You drove the combine harvester. Number one, you thought it was Sunday. You yelled out to your Christian neighbor, hey, I was church today. He's like, what? And you're like, no, it's tomorrow. So you totally forgot it was Shabbos. And number two, you forgot that it's Aser to drive. Even if it was Shabbos, you wouldn't have remembered. So which one are you Chayah for? You forgot that it was Shabbos, so you should only be chayv once. And he said, well, you forgot that these things are usher. So lemaisa, you should be chayv. Like we said, you pay for the mistakes. So in this case, the mistakes were many mistakes. We see. Why did you stop? If you stop because it was Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos. You obviously, Shabbos was the main factor in your forgetfulness. And if it was because you forgot the malachas, you forgot there was malachas, depending why you stopped. Did you stop because you're like, oh man, it's Shabbos? Or did you stop because you said, oh man, this is Chayrish? But one second. Oh man, this is Shabbos only makes sense if you realize that you're driving a combine harvester. And oh man, this is Chayrish only makes sense if you're driving a Shabbos. By the way, this is not like a silly Havamina. I don't remember exactly, but I do remember working very hard on these Gemaras with the Havamina and the Maskana. But very similar to the Havamina we had in Amud Aleph. But I see I have lots of notes on the side here, but... So Amalei Ravina L'Rashi, Klum Parish B'Shabbos El Mishum Malachas, Klum Parish B'Malachas El Mishum Shabbos, El Eloishna. Rather, there is no difference, and you're only going to be chayiv once. Says the Gemara, Avos Malachas Abroim Chasar Achas, So now we have a Mishnah. There's 39 malachas. V'havin and ban, we ask minyan alamali. Why do we need to count? V'amar v'yechin and shema. So in kulam behelam achad, chayav akol achas v'achas. That if you do all of them in one period of forgetfulness, you chayav on each and every one. So now, says the Gemara, if you say that if a person forgets both that today is Shabbos and he forgets that all the malachas, then you're chayev on each and every one. So then I can explain the Mishnah simply. You forgot today was Shabbos and you forgot that every malacha. So there's no, it's possible that you don't know today's Shabbos and you're still chayev 39 times. But if you tell me, like you just told me, that Helam Shabbos Biyadeh is that it's Helam Shabbos Biyadeh and you're not chayev, you're only chayev once and ain't chayev al achas, so then hechi mishkachas la. How is it possible that you're chayev, same question that we had yesterday, how is it possible that you're violating 39 times and remembering that it's Shabbos? What exactly is Shabbos about this? How is it possible to go ahead and have you remember that it's Shabbos and have shikikas malachas? And that's great if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, who says that even if you know that it's usher, but you don't realize that you're chayav a karis, then or this misa, then that's still called a shoygig. The Amar Kevin Shoygig Bakaris Alpha Bishahazib Balav Mishkachas Ladiyadil Shabbos Balav. So you know what Shabbos is because you remember that these things are usher, you just don't remember that it's usher chayav misa. Ella Isav like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amar Adchi Yishkeg Balav Vikares. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who says that you need to have a shoygeg, that you need to be a shoygeg, and you're not chayav akatas unless you totally don't know that it's aser. So what do you know? Shabbos the Yadala Shabbos b'mai says the Gemara the Yadala b'tchumin va'alibad Rabbi Akiva. He knows about tchumin. Same terrors as we said before. You know that the concept of tchum, according to Rabbi Akiva, that is the araisa, but there's no special malacha called. If a person walks and walks and walks out of the tchum, he's violating an isur di araisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, of walking out of the tchum. So that's what he knows. He knows that isur. That's what he thinks Shabbos is all about, and he wonders why people kvetch so much. Like, why such a big deal not to walk out of the city 2,000 amos? But he doesn't realize that it includes using his phone and things like that. Okay, Amar Rava, Katzar, V'tochen K'gregoris B'shikika Shabbos V'zadin Melachas. If a person goes ahead and does Kitzira or grinding, so he does both of these Melachas. First he cuts down some wheat and then he grinds it up. The amount, the minimum shear of a Gregoris, which is a fig, that's the minimum shear. He does it to a wheat plant. Now, he does it totally forgetting that it's Shabbos. He thinks it's Sunday morning. He's all so, Shigya Shabbos is Zaltan Malachos. Now, if you would have told him, you know, Shabbos, he would have for sure known that you can't do this on Shabbos, but he forgot. V'chazer, later on that afternoon, he comes home, he's listening to the news, and it's Saturday. He says, okay, fine. He didn't realize yet that he made a mistake. He forgot that he had done Katsir in the morning. And he goes back out to the field, now forgetting the other way. Remembering it's Saturday, but forgetting that this is Asar on Shabbos. So, v'chazer, v'katzer, v'tachin, k'gregoris, b'zadim, Shabbos, v'shikikas, malachas. Now, v'noida loyal Katsir v'al t'china, shal shikikas, Shabbos, b'zadim, malachas. Then, he remembered what he did that morning. He's like, 1 second. This morning, I cut some wheat, and it was Shabbos. Hold on, it was Saturday this morning. So he remembered that he did Avera number one, and then he remembered that he did Avera number two. V'chazor v'noidu le'al kitzir v'al t'china v'al zodin Shabbos v'al shikikas malachas. So now, the question is as follows. If a person does an Avera twice, he's with a Nida twice, he does a... He's only in the same period of forgetfulness. That's either he forgets that it's Asr or he forgets that she's Anida. He could be with her the whole week. He's only chayev once. Because it's the same, even though it's a bunch of different acts, but it's the same period of forgetfulness. And the same thing with Hilcha Shabbos. If a person goes ahead and plows every single day of the week, every single Shabbos of the year, for 5 years straight, it's the same mistakes. He's only chayev once. Let's avoid different Shabbos, because that's actually a Shaila. On the same Shabbos, he drives his lawnmower. How many pieces of grass did he cut? Well, if he has a big field, it could be in the millions. Yet he's only chayav once, because it's the same crime again and again with the same period of forgetfulness. So this guy technically did two crimes twice, but technically it was all in the same period of forgetfulness. It was a different forgetfulness. Now, if we focus on the first act, he did two crimes, but it was one forgetful. He forgot it was Shabbos, so he's only chayav once. If we focus on the second time, it was a different mistake. He would have been chayav twice, because he did chayrish, he did kaitzer and tchina. So now, what's he chayav for? Says the Gemara, since he found out about the first one first, that becomes his avera. So he's only chayav once on the first one, because he forgot it was Shabbos. And now that he's chayav on that one, they schlep the other ones, and they give a kapara to the other ones also. So you're only chayav for all four crimes, you're only chayav one carbon. That's because you found out about the first one first. Since you found out about the first one, and you got a kapara for the katsira, well, that first katsira gives you a kapara for the second katsira. And you got a kapara for the tchina, that tchina gets a kapara for the tchina also. So you're covered. All your bases are covered with one carbon.
You got a kapara. You didn't bring the carbon in me.
You didn't bring it yet, but you found out about it, and maybe we became chayv in the carbon. That's true.
Chayv in the carbon.
Right. So my chiyuv becomes this one carbon. So since my chiyuv becomes ksira on the first one, it extends to the second ksira as well.
So in your case of the nida,
yeah.
If he at one point he doesn't realize she's a nida, and the other point
It sounds like you'd be putter. I mean, not putter. You chayv only once.
You're only one, even though it's two different.
Well, as long as you didn't remember in between. Once you remembered in between, then that splits it up. But you didn't remember that it was usher in between. You just had a mistake in between. Says the Gemara. So, Al-Ktsira Al-Ktchina Shalzad Shabbos Shikas Melechas. Top line, Ayinam Aleph Amin Aleph. Ktsira Gerer is Ktsira. And Tchina Gerer is Tchina. Says the Gemara that the fact that you violated the first Ktsira is going to cause the fact that you're bringing a carbon now for the first ksira is going to cover your base for the second ksira also. And the fact that you're bringing a carbon for the first trina, which is the same carbon, it's going to cover your base for the second trina also. Guerreras, it schleps along the second trina also. However, says the Gemara, if you found out about the second period of forgetfulness first, so now, what do you chayev? One ksira, one trina. You chayev two carbonis. Trina Gerere, aval noy delal ktsira shel zodin Shabbos v'shikas melachas. Ktsira gerere is ktsira. Okay, so now, if you were to find out about the ktsira and the tchina, so now you'd be chayav too. But here what happened was you found out only about the ktsira. So what happens is, here we go. Ktsira number two is chayav by itself. That's going to schlep along ktsira number one. Ktsira number one is in the same schleppage as trina number one. And trina number one is going to schlep trina number two. So the first man that Amar holds, that it work, you're still going to only be chayav one. Because ktsira works, it's going to cover the first one, which runs together with trina, and it's going to run backwards to the first, to the second trina. So let's see that inside. Aval noydelay al ktsira shel zodin Shabbos v'shik against malachas. So then ktsira is gereris ktsira. And the trina she'ima, and along with it gets slept the trina with it. Utrina she'kinekta, and the opposite trina is the mekayma emedes. So I'm sorry, the first mandamar, which is Rava, holds that it's not able to slept. It doesn't run forward again, and the second trina stands by itself. You taka need to bring two. However, Abaye says no. Trina nami gereres trina im because shame trina achasi, because it's all one trina. Let's just get to a stopping point. We're really in the middle of a conversation here. So says the Gemara. Anyway, Sunday is too. So umi islay l'Rava greira. Does Rava really hold of greira? V'ha itmar. But we said not like this. If a person achal shnei zeisei chaylev, if a person eats two olive-sized pieces of chaylev, so he violates the iser twice. Behelam echad in one period of forgetfulness. So he eats a whole hamburger. V'noydaloi al achas mehen. And then we tell him, hey, we tell him about the first part of the hamburger. Do you remember you ate that? So now, this guy eats hamburger number one, hamburger number two. Then we tell him, hey, this morning you were at Wendy's? Wendy's is treif. What? Wendy's is treif? Yeah. So he now realizes that hamburger number one that he ate for breakfast at Wendy's is treif. He does not yet realize that his Burger King was also, his lunch Burger King was also aser. So Wendy's and Burger King came in the same period of forgetfulness, but Wendy's he found at first. Then for supper, he's like, okay, no more Wendy's. He goes into this big store with a large M on it. Figures M is good number. And he goes into this McDonald's. So now... very good. Now, before he finds out about Burger King, he goes into McDonald's. So now, what does Rava say? Amar Rava, it depends. If you bring a carbon on the first one, so then the second one, which is within the same period of forgiveness, is covered. Heavy carbon alution, Rishon Vashenim is happening, but the third one, McDonald's, is not covered. Gimel Einim is happening. If you bring a carbon on the third one, that covers three and two. Heavy carbon, Shlishi Vashenim is happening, but the first one is not covered. Rishon Einim is happening. But if you heavy carbon alem tsoy, if you bring it a number two, since that was, when you brought a number two, that had one with it and three with it in different times, but nischaper kulan. And Abaya says, no. You have this concept of greira. Afilu tevi karban al echad meim. Nischaper kulan. So we say greira. Once you chayav for number one, you chayav for number two. Once you bring a carbon for one, it covers number two. And number three goes along with that because of greira. So Rava, you argued already on greira before and you didn't say any part of greira.
According to that first one that you said, if you bring it the middle one, you're able to choose which one you're going to bring the carbon for?
Well, it depends on...
A person himself say, oh, you know what? I'll get off easy. I'll bring it for this middle one so it'll cover for the other one.
Well, he could, yeah. That could be, yeah. He would be allowed to choose that.
So he could choose which...
Right. So, says the Gemara, busted the Shama me Abaya Savra. No, Gemara says, yeah, he was Chayzer, you're right. He originally held there's no such thing as Greira. And when you're bringing it, every carbon has to have its own, every Avera has to have its own carbon. But then he agreed to Abaya that since you're bringing one, which covered two, three is going to get slept along with it. So to over here, since you're bringing a carbon on Ktsira and Trina, the second Ktsira and Trina gets slept along with it. Says the Gemara, so if you agree to Abaya, to this concept of schlepping, so why do you disagree in the case of Trina? Will you bring it on Ktsir number two? That schleps along Ktsir number one with it, which covers Trina number two, which covers Trina number one. Why don't you agree that it should schlep Trina number two also? Answers the Gemara, Greira istay. Greira de Greira lestay. Says the Gemara, no. He holds that you could schlep one way, but you can't schlep and keep schlepping and keep schlepping. You can only schlep only one way. All right, so let's stop over here. We'll continue with Hashem on Sunday. We'll try to cover two blocks. Shouldn't be a problem, Bezos Hashem. And all right, so that is basically that. Have an amazing Shabbos.